Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 2. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. Here we crack open a beer or two and share our listeners' tales and experiences of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain strange.
Plus, we'll feature local folklore, interviews, and our own stories and adventures. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us. Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales. This is episode 7. Dan, how are you?
Pretty good.
Now, I'm making up for the last two episodes. They were not very interesting local folklore. Now I have a killer local folklore.
I hope so.
It's about mysterious airships seen in Illinois, in the skies of Illinois in 1897. And it is a weird couple of stories I got for you. Dan, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to share a tale from these stories. We've been getting stories from random people lately, which is really nice.
And yes, we have. Thank you guys very much.
Please keep sending them.
And what's our email?
alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
Yes, please send in anything you guys got.
Plus, I got some strange news of a possible dog man or El Chupacabra sighting.
Yeah, you just showed me a picture of it. Pretty weird shit.
Yeah.
Strange shit. Well, today we have the same beer. We have Three Floyds Space Castle. It's a Pilsner, 5.6%. What do you think of it?
It's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It tastes like seltzer water for some reason.
It's a light.
It's very light Pilsner. It's good, though. Very cool cans.
Yeah.
Black cans with some weird...
I don't even know how to describe the
thing, predator-looking thing on there.
Yeah, like robotic demon horns on it. I don't even know what it is.
It's something Space Castle-ish, that's for sure. Anyway, I guess I'll get started with this weird, mysterious airships over Illinois. Now, this all took place in 1897. The first airplane was made in 1903.
Hmm.
There were blimps, but from some of these descriptions, it doesn't seem like a blimp. Anyway, on April 3rd, it appeared over Illinois. The first sightings were in Evanston and in several other communities near Chicago. The local newspapers quickly spread the news that the airship was filled inexplicably with English spies. Ooh, I don't have any idea why they came up with that. It remained over Evanston in full view. What the hell was that?
My ring going off.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
In full view of more than 500 people for 45 minutes. One description stated that the airship was composed of two cigar-shaped bodies attached by girders.
What the hell?
And others claimed that it had wings and sails.
Wow. Doesn't sound like a blimp
to me.
No,
it don't. Still, others scoffed at the news. Professor G.W. Howe of Dearborn Observatory admitted that he didn't even bother to look at the airship when it was over his headquarters in Evanston because he was sure that it was merely the star Alpha Orionis.
Okay.
Not sure why he would fucking think that a star had sails on it. The airship reportedly stayed in the Chicago area for 3 days and was there long enough to be photographed by a newspaper dealer named Walter McCann.
Ooh.
He was picking up his daily newspapers at the Northwestern Railway Depot when he saw the ship coming toward him from the south.
Huh.
A short time before, his son had won a camera in a contest for getting newspaper subscribers, and McCann ran into his store and snatched it up. He ran back outside and snapped a few photos of it. He then ran down the railroad tracks and took another photo a few minutes later. After the plates were developed, that's how they made pictures then.
Yeah.
McCann gave copies of photos to all newspapers who requested them, but he refused to sell the negatives.
Huh.
The staff artist and etcher for the Chicago Times-Herald subjected the photos to acid tests and proclaimed they were authentic.
Oh.
Sadly, though, the photos have since been lost, which is
bullshit.
Extremely unfortunate. After departing from Chicago, the airship began a tour of Illinois. It was spotted in dozens of cities, and there seemed to be no rhyme or reason to its route. It appeared in both northern and southern Illinois, being in one region one day and the other the next. For instance, on April 5th, it made an appearance in the southwestern Illinois town of Nashville. Didn't know there was a Nashville, Illinois.
Yeah.
And on April 8th, was seen up north in Dixon, Rock Island, and Sterling. That's by where my grandparents live. According to newspaper reports, the craft buzzed over Elgin, Jerseyville, Kankakee, Taylorville, East St. Louis, Edwardsville, Jacksonville, Ottawa, Quincy, Decatur, Lincoln, Hillsboro, Peoria, and other locations.
God damn.
This fucking thing was all over the place.
Busy.
Even if we discount many of the reports as merely being excitement or practical jokes, they were generated by newspaper stories that were generated by newspaper stories. There are still scores of credible and very similar accounts. And let's get into those accounts. Several of the Illinois accounts from April 1897 stand out as even stranger than mere sightings of the airship itself. One of the encounters took place about 2 miles outside of Springfield when two farmhands reported that the airship landed in a field where they were working. The occupants of the ship, two men and one woman, came out and told the field workers that they would make a report to the government about their journey when Cuba is declared free.
What?
Yeah, modern readers who are confused about this should note that this period of history was marked by the Spanish-American War over the issue of Cuban independence. After the bizarre announcement, the occupants of the airship waved to them and climbed back into their craft and lifted off again into the skies.
Wow.
Now, this gets really weird. The aircraft was seen again near Mount Vernon. And a few days after this, the city's mayor was looking at the sky with his telescope when the ship came into range. In addition to the airship, he also claimed to see one of the occupants of the craft hovering in the sky around it.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the fuck? He said that the man had some sort of device strapped to his back that allowed him to fly about and apparently make repairs to his ship.
What the hell? That's crazy.
What the fuck? The airship landed several more times over the next few days in Millwood, Downs Township, and Green Ridge, but the occupants always quickly climbed back aboard and lifted off when they were approached by witnesses. In two of the cases, the passengers were seen checking over some of the machinery on the airship before they departed. Could they have been experiencing some technical difficulties connected to repairs that were taking place near Mount Vernon? Now, this is the weirdest thing. Soon after, a report was made that claimed that two witnesses saw an airship crash near where they had been watching it. They said that the airship vanished, leaving a man standing alone at the crash site. The man, presumably the pilot, showed the men a small device that supposedly allowed him to shrink the airship to the size of something that would fit into his pocket.
Whoa.
What the hell?
Strange.
Now, there was more sightings, but this was in different states now, Missouri and things like that. I think it started out in California, made its way to Illinois, then Missouri, ended up in Texas somewhere. But isn't that one of the weirdest fucking things I've ever heard?
Yeah.
Lots of reports about it. It wasn't just
really
like one person
shit.
Saying it. There was many reports about it. So I don't want to get too much into it because it's local folklore trying to stick to Illinois as of now. But that's fucking wild, especially if he shrunk it down and put it in his fucking pocket.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but that's what they say. Anyway, that's the end of that. What do you got now, Dan?
Well, I'm going to share a tale from one of our, maybe a listener, I guess.
I hope he is.
I hope he's listening.
What the fuck?
But, his name is Shane, and it goes like this. Okay, this happened in the Ocala National Forest in Florida. It was in the summer about 3 years ago. Time was around 2 a.m. Witnesses were myself, ex-girlfriend, and a friend of mine. I was outside. It was a beautiful clear night as well as being Saturday night / morning. I was in the backyard just messing around at my work table, which was sort of right beside my back porch steps. My friend was coming by from next door, which he walked through the backyard path from his house. My ex was at the kitchen sink window facing the backyard. He walked up and we were talking, and he was about to show me his new phone when we both looked up and basically at the same time said, "What the fuck is that?" Flying just above the pines in the backyard was a long, huge, solid black flying object shaped like a long box with no windows, no running motor that we could hear. It was unbelievably quiet up to that moment, as well as when it flew over. No noise whatsoever. One light was an orange pulsating light in what looked to be the front of it. No markings, numbers, letters, nothing. It was low enough and clear enough to see every inch of it. I yelled for my ex to come out quickly, and she had time to shut the water off and sink, walk quickly to the back porch and down the stairs to where we were, standing looking up at it, and she was able to see half of this thing and the back end of it. At this time, we walked down to our lake in the backyard called Kerr Lake to watch it go. Once out of sight, about 50 to 100 blinking little lights opposite direction flew from across the lake in the direction of this thing. About 5 minutes later, two sonic booms, very intense, loud blast, boom-like sounds. To this day, I have no idea what it was, but I know for a fact it was huge, totally quiet, and seemed to glide through the air.
That's wild.
Yeah.
What the fuck? This is the first time I'm hearing this story, by the way. So
yeah, you didn't read this one.
No.
Yeah, I was talking to the guy. I'm like, at first, maybe I don't even know what to say about the huge thing that he saw, the square shape.
Yeah, a black box flying around.
Yeah, he looked up on the internet, and he said it could be a possible mothership. I'm like, oh, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, well, what about all the 50 to 100 blinking lights? I was thinking, maybe it's military planes or some shit going after it.
Yeah, investigating the fucking thing.
Yeah, but he was like, there's no way. What, you know, it was like 100 little ones, and they all just took off with it.
I guess it's what the mothership was holding, and it just flew away with it, I guess.
Right. Like, yeah, he replied, too. He can't fathom it being military jets, which was something that they talked about, him and his friend. But however, there was no sounds from them either. Just tiny little blinking lights. You know, and he says he grew up around a military base in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and knows what all that is. You
I'm
know?
Sure he saw a lot of shit in the skies out there, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nothing he's ever seen before.
Yeah.
Not even close.
He's thinking anywhere, like, I was kind of discussing too, maybe they were, like, drones from the mothership.
Yeah, that's what
they were scattered, and who knows what they were doing. I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty strange ass story.
That is very strange.
But yeah, he couldn't even. There were so many of these lights, he couldn't even count. He's just guessing. After like, he says after like 30, he's like, I don't even know how many. So he's saying like 50 to 100 of these.
50
things.
To 100.
Yeah.
That's definitely something strange. I don't know what the hell he's seeing up there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a pretty awesome story.
That is. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much, Shane.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank Troy Taylor for the story I read, The Mysterious Airships. And this is another Mysterious Airship. This should be the Mysterious Airship episode.
And to go back to him, he said this is the first time he's ever told anybody about this besides his, like, close friends.
Ooh,
and whatnot.
So we got the scoop from this guy.
Very much appreciate that.
Very much so. Thank you very much. That's wild. It's weird that I had mysterious airships, and all of a sudden we got a mysterious airship that I didn't even know about.
I didn't even think about
sent
it.
To us.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, I got a strange news story.
Strange news. What strange news you got? I don't know what the hell you're going to read now either.
Well, I've seen this all over Facebook shit, too. So.
Oh, yeah, you did show me this. Never mind.
Yeah. And some of you may have even seen it, but
yeah, it's going all around right now, right?
Yeah. Apparently a possible dog man or chupacabra photographed near Amarillo Zoo, and Texas officials are seeking help to identify it.
Near the zoo, wow.
Yeah, near the zoo. The city of Amarillo, Texas. I think I might even have family living near there. But, which these days should have better things to do, is asking the public for help in identifying a strange wolfman or dogman creature captured on a game camera. I don't know why they say chupacabra when they just say wolfman or dogman there, but it was on May 21st and has...
Up this year?
Yeah. has yet to be identified. When first posted on Reddit, it seemed to garner mostly hoax explanations. But none successfully debunked the picture. Now it appears local officials are concerned and issued a public appeal for assistance in solving the mystery of the UAO, Unidentified Amarillo Object.
Oh, I like that.
The mystery began when Reddit user SEGU1N, I don't even know what that is, but posted the photo here, which I will put in the show notes.
Please do.
With the caption, game camera photo taken through an 8-foot perimeter fence of a Texas zoo. You know, the photo is a bit blurry, grainy anyway, just like all
just
paranormal
about every
shit.
Paranormal picture you get is going to be
grainy. Like Bigfoot shit, you know? Like, what is it? Dude later revealed the photo was originally posted in a closed Facebook group for zoo workers who were unable to figure out what it might be. The nighttime image is distorted by the fence and lack of light, but still looks something like an upright bipedal creature with a dog-like pointed face, long pointed ears, unusually long arms, and knees bent forward like a humanoid rather than canine creature. It does look like the thing in the picture looks freaking weird.
It looks like a fucking werewolf, though.
Yeah, it does, like. Really. The photo was quickly picked up by a wide variety of media sites whose readers attempted to identify it. Werewolf, Dogman, and Chupacabra led the cryptid list, while a man wearing a hood or hat or a child in a costume topped the hoax list. An official Amarillo press release said no property or animals were harmed, just the imagination and sleep of Amarillo residents.
I can imagine.
Texas is known for its tales of the Dogman, Bigfoot, and its own dog-like version of the Chupacabra. I didn't know there was a dog-like version of Chupacabra.
I did not either.
Plus, it has... Oh, wait a minute. I have seen a show about that because I don't know what I saw, but it was a weird-looking dog thing with, like, fangs on it. I don't know what I saw that on. But
was that in Texas, too?
Yeah, I think it was in Texas.
Oh, shit.
Because they found a carcass. It was, like, dead or something. Somebody picked it up, and I think it mysteriously disappeared.
Why is it always mysteriously disappeared? All the evidence that we want is just always gone.
You know, Texas has, and they say they continue on, plus has plenty of wild canines, bears, deer, and other creatures can rear up on two legs and be mistaken for cryptids, but this thing looks nothing like any of that.
Yeah.
While the city of Amarillo, director of Parks and Rec, Michael Kashuba, who issued the press release, said, "We just want to let Amarillo community have some fun with this. The fact that the mysterious photograph has gone unresolved after 3 weeks leads one to wonder if city officials aren't also covering their posteriors just in case. After all, this is Amarillo, where a famous werewolf or dogman encounter took place in 1970.
1970.
I'm not going to go up into that, but yeah. Are local folklore tales like that one reason enough to notify the public that a strange creature was seen near the zoo, release its mugshot, and ask for help in identifying it? Is the city of Amarillo really just having fun? Take a look at the photo, you guys.
Let us know what you
Let
think.
Us know what you think. To me, it does look like a dog, man, weird werewolf or some shit. It's strange.
It is strange. Well, that's our strange news segment for today. Strange news. What's really weird is I just said I'm not going to get into the Texas part of the local folklore thing that I was talking about because I went to Texas. And then we went to Texas anyway with their local folklore right after, basically.
That's weird. We got weird airships going on in Texas.
Yeah, so I guess we do folklore from all around the United States, starting right after I said that we don't do that. Shit, do we got anything else? We have a short episode today, it seems.
Oh, shit, yeah. There's other stories, but I need to go over them.
Yeah, we got to refine that.
I need to transcribe some of these, but
Well, my brother's on vacation in Germany, and he just went to an old-ass castle out there.
Oh.
So maybe we'll get something from him.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome. The pictures look pretty spooky. It was a very nice-looking castle with that nice garden shit outside, but I'll ask him if anything strange happened when he was there, if there's any strange tales about that castle he might want to share with us.
One of these days we'll do an investigation. We were going to do it on Sunday, but of course something came up.
Wasn't it raining on
Sunday
anyway?
Yeah, it's like, God dang it.
Whenever we have something planned, it's fucking raining, always. And basically all my days off is only rain days anyway, so what the fuck are we going to do? I guess we could go in rain jackets, but that's lame-o.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
But, you know, sooner or later, we're going to do something. We got to get investigations going at some point. And I'm assuming you haven't talked to your brother yet, have you?
Yeah, I saw him this weekend, too.
And you saw him and didn't even mention it.
But I will be going to Wisconsin with him, so maybe I'll talk to him then.
Yeah. Where are you going in Wisconsin again?
Hayward.
Hayward. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Small.
It says up north, right?
Yeah, 8 hours up north. Small, very small town.
It might be by Spooner where our buddy Steve lives, because I know it took us about 8 hours to get there a long time ago when we used to go out there. Is there like a horror convention we're talking about going to?
No, I don't know.
I thought there was. There's a couple coming up I looked into. We might go pass out some flyers, get some more buzz around the podcast.
We'll have to look into that.
Wonder how much it costs to get a booth at one of those things.
Probably a few hundred bucks.
Probably won't be doing that anytime soon, then. Yeah.
What do we got to tell people?
We got a podcast. Yeah. We got a couple episodes.
If you want, we got like 30 listeners, you know? Like, yeah. Hey.
If you want to be 31, we'd really appreciate it.
You want an autograph?
Yeah, we should offer autographs. Charge them like 20 bucks for it. If they paid for it, I wouldn't take the money, obviously.
I'd take the money. And
I'll take the money after we get more viewers, but... What am I to say? Man. I probably would take the money, too. I need money.
I think that's it, though, huh?
That's probably it. Yeah, we'll have more information if there is an upcoming horror convention to let you guys know about if you would like to attend. Pretty sure there is. I think it's in, like, fucking Sublette, Illinois, or some weird fucking place. Huh. But we'll have more information on that next... Well... I think we won't be doing a podcast next week because...
I won't be here.
You won't be here, and you're leaving Wednesday, right?
Yep.
But we'll leave you hanging just so you guys are more interested in the next podcast when we do release it.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in. This is
Thank
Chris
you.
Moyers.
Dan.
Stickney. Cheers.
Cheers.